This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, Good Glove Man, up the middle. You know him. Brokaw's the name. But first... The second round of the National Football League playoffs this weekend. But the late Sid Luckman would have to walk out in the field atop the drama of last weekend's games. Two heart-jarring comebacks. Quarterback Tommy Maddox of the Pittsburgh Steelers threw three touchdown passes in the last 19 minutes to defeat the Cleveland Browns 36-33. And quarterback Jeff Garcia of the San Francisco 49ers led his team to, listen to this, three touchdowns, a pair of two-point conversions, a field goal in the last 17 minutes of the play, and still the Giants needed to miss a field goal and the referees needed to miss a blatant penalty for the 49ers to win 39-38. Chad Pennington and the New York Jets did everything but stuff the Indianapolis Colts into a green plastic garbage sack. Michael Vick and the Atlanta Falcons beat Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
How bad a mistake was it, the refs missing that penalty that would have given the New York Giants another chance to kick a field goal to win the game?
It was no worse a mistake than you will see many, many times. It was a blatant foul. There was no question about it. The referees just missed it. I am amused about Paul Tagliabue abjectly apologizing and putting in new procedures immediately for the rest of the playoffs. This is something because it happened in New York and Tagliabue is reading about it and the New York papers and the New York fans and the New York media is going nuts that all of a sudden it's a bigger than big thing. Many other teams over the history of the NFL have been robbed on calls just as bad or missed just as blatantly. The referees made a mistake. It's part of the game.
Let's talk about the matchup between the Atlanta Falcons and the Philadelphia Eagles. You got two great quarterbacks, Donovan McNabb for Philly and Michael Vick for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I think if most fans around the country who don't have a rooting interest in one of the teams could watch only one game this weekend, Scott, this would be the one. These quarterbacks are just so exciting because they're good passers. They're very good passers, but they run so well.
Yeah.
It brings a whole new level of excitement to the game. The defenses just don't know how to handle them. You hear the defensive players who try to tackle Michael Vick talking about it, and it's like they're talking about trying to catch a phantom or something. When you have quarterbacks who you can't predict what they're going to do, either hand the ball off or pass it, it takes football to a whole new level of excitement.
Pittsburgh, Tennessee?
Well, here's another fascinating matchup of quarterbacks, isn't it? Tommy Maddox is a journeyman. He'd been in the Arena Football League. He'd been out of the league for several years. Mm-hmm. He's a second stringer for Pittsburgh. Nobody hears a thing about him. All of a sudden, he gets his chance, and overnight, just as Kurt Warner did a couple of years ago, he becomes one of the top quarterbacks in the league. Tennessee has Steve McNair, who is one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the league. So this is another case of these teams are going to go as far as their quarterbacks are going to take them.
Okay, Sunday's games, 49ers at Tampa Bay.
Yeah, to me, this is the easiest game on the board. The 49ers have been struggling. As we've said, they probably should have lost last week.
Yeah.
The Buccaneers are my pick to go all the way. They've played a consistently high level of defense, and that's what wins championships at this level.
New York Jets at Oakland, and, of course, the great Rich Gannon.
Well, no question about it. You know, you think about the Jets and the Raiders, Scott. This takes me back to the days of the old AFL, you know.
Yeah.
We're talking Joe Namath and Daryl LaMonica and George Bland and people like that. But then you've got Chad Pennington, another backup quarterback at the start of the season. And now he's the toast of the town. But Gannon is the league's MVP. This is a real tough game to call.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator on Weekend Edition, also a sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.